You're listening to KCPR San Luis Obispo. It is 10 after the hour, and you are tuned into Live in Studio B. I'm Nikila B, along with Toy. Tonight, we have one of San Luis's finest, Trees of Mystery. And for the intro, we go to Frank. Thank you.
Achtung, San Luis Obispo.
Mantovani's Nightmare presents A Vulgar Gambit. Featuring the Trees of Mystery, P.T. Barnum Rollover, Gables, Dr. Gables, that is, take a lesson. Fred Silverman, take a powder. Ladies and gentlemen, the Trees of Mystery.
Thank you. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, if you say it fast, it's funny. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, how I love mine funny name. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, if you say it fast, it's funny. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, how I love my funny name. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, if you say it fast, it's funny. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, how I love my funny name. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, if you say it fast, it's funny. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, I love my funny name. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, if you say it fast, it's funny. My name is Pippi Long. Stockings, I love my funny name. My name.
Big fish! Listening to Live in Studio B, and this week we have Trees of Mystery, one of the new local bands in town. First of all, I'll just start off and introduce the band members. We've got, Rob is on clarinet and vocals. We've got Kirk on guitar, also JJ playing guitar. Stevie's doing drums, and Eric's on bass. And I think, first of all, I'm going to start out with a question for Eric. You want to tell us about the last time that you were a DJ on KCPR?
It was rather eventful, I believe. Got kicked off the air for playing Friggin' and the Riggin'. And I'd like to dedicate one of our songs, which is one of the many great songs, to Tony Bennett, which is Smile, even though your heart is breaking. Smile.
Tony Bennett.
Tony.
But anyways, Dave Norton and his compatriots are resting easy.
Okay. There might still be a few people left in town that remember Eric's show. And was it 1982, I think? They stuck him on at a really nice hour. I think it was 10:30 on a Thursday night, and that was before Farmer's Market. So.
That was before the KCPR hit format changed, too, wasn't it, Miss Toy?
Oh, well, if you're going to be a smart aleck, Rob, I have a question for you.
I'm telling a whacker.
Yes, yes. Who do you think has more relevance to Western society today, Albert Camus or Thomas Pynchon?
Both a couple of jerk-offs, and I'd like to say that I think the, it depends on whether you're talking about Europe or America. In America, I would have to say the Maytag repairman. In Europe?
Because Europe's neat.
Europe's neat. I would have to say, who's a bimbet? The gal that did the Westinghouse coffee? Rulalenska, thank you. Rulalenska. Neither one of those jerks. Look, Camus, you know, artist. No, get rid of him.
Excuse me, Rob. How come you have to accent everything like you're a Nazi?
A Nazi? Because yeah. We are a band of Nazis. That's why we're taking over the interview now. This is the KCPR pooch. Come on, ask us another question.
Now.
Are you really leaving, Rob, or are you just waiting for someone to throw you a going-away party?
That's right, baby. I want to get out of town. We're going to put... What does the microphone sound like up Toy Phillips' boxer shorts? Let's just find out, shall we?
Get out of my show.
Okay, here's a question for anyone in the band who cares to answer it.
No one does.
Yes, I love you!
Next question.
Yes, any favorite scenic attractions?
Scenic attractions?
Toy Phillips shirt at the moment.
Well, we have latent tendencies, I suppose.
I kind of like Freddy.
Oops. Fred is our favorite scenic attraction.
You're listening to Live in Studio B, and we have none other than Trees of Mystery, who have... We're going to go into another song here in a few minutes.
We're going to play now?
Yeah, you're going to play now.
Okay, let's play.
Rob and all the and the rest of the gang are going to play.
I want to get this straight. It's not Rob's band. It's ours. Rob's just along for the ride.
He's just making the most noise.
I just like to say hi to all you mooks in Radio Land.
I can eat two wings.
Are we playing?
Okay, live.
Let's play
Bigger Dick.
No, we're not gonna play Bigger Dick yet. We're gonna play Mac the Knife.
Where's the snapper?
Go.
Where's the snapper?
Yeah. Wait.
Scoot? Scoot?
Did you want to interview us? You want us to play another song? Alright, we'll play a little town Lothario. All you penis heads in town, picking up on your little bim bats. All you circumcised jerkos.
Thank you.
For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Locals Only, or live in Studio B on KCPR, and the guest of the week is Trees of Mystery. Sorry, I've been distracted a bit, but JJ hasn't been standing for long. Okay, could we have a little control here, please?
Yeah.
Why clarinet?
Representational.
You want to clarify that question?
Symbol.
You want to mean what you specifically say? Come on, tell me what you're trying to ask.
Well, you're normally, you know, like if you decide to put together a band, you go for like a drum and a bass and a guitar and.
So I thought I'd play it.
That's fair. That's fair. As long as we've got everyone quiet here for a second, Brian wants to get in a plug.
We would like to thank the Music Factory, located at Johnson and Monterey Street, where you can find all your live studio as well as dance club desires as far as...
keeping it going.
Anything for dances, gigs, or what have you, give them a call at 544-8944. We appreciate their support. And now back to Trees of Mystery. One person at a time, please. Okay, Rob.
Yes, how may I help?
Why clarinet?
I think we just answered that question.
Did we answer that question?
Yes, thank you.
See, I wasn't here. Answer.
It was given to me.
Why drums? Why bass?
Next question.
You fill in the blank.
I fill in the blank. You want me to ask the next question? Oh, hey, gang. Kirk, Sammy, Kirk. Kirk, do you have too much to drink tonight?
No. What's more, 7-Up?
Well, okay, hey, guys. Let me ask you guys something. Is it tough, you know, to get gigs in this area?
Sure is.
Blacklisted.
Well, JJ, perhaps you can answer this. See, man's guitarist is coming forward. Well, you know, is it tough to get gigs in the area?
My dick's bigger than yours.
Oh, come on, Sam.
I even that's more rock nice.
What's the credo of the band?
Well, we believe that. Excuse me. We believe that. Despite meaningless military buildup and continual senseless acts of violence, we think that with every act of violence, a flowering tree does grow.
That's very beautiful. You guys want to ask us any more questions?
So I'll go to Champions tonight. Let's go to Champions tonight.
Where are you guys going to be playing in the near future?
We're not going to play anymore.
You're not going to play anymore. Is this it? Is this the last?
Yeah, this is it. This is the last gig.
This is the last gig for Therese and Mystery.
This is a drummer song.
Do we care about this man? Fuck no.
Bob and I won't be there.
I'm told the drummers never say anything, and so I must continue that dilemma.
Okay, we're going to continue with more Trees of Mystery as soon as they get back to their instruments.
Robert!
Pete, how are you guys moving yet?
Okay, you're listening to KCPR, San Luis Obispo, and this is live in Studio B, and we have San Luis's finest Trees of Mystery.
680. Sex on the street. Everybody? One, two, three, four. Get them, 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 get
go into another song of ours, a favorite song of ours about all our favorite fraternity people and all our favorite people all around. Everybody in a Volkswagen convertible cabriolet, white tiger. This song's called "You've Got a Bigger Dick Than Me."
Everyone's moving now because school's out and nothing else to do, but